Shmuel. He asked me a kasha on Amoraim, one to the other. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi holds that whenever Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah says, Va'amed or Amurim, he's only come to explain the Tanakhama. There's no machloikis. Seinachnami, according to Rabbi Yeshua, there's no machloikis Tanakhama in Rabbi Yehuda. Now he asked me a kasha on Shmuel. Shmuel says, there is aloha. I tell you, Shmuel agas on Rabbi Yeshua. And Shmuel holds no, that even though Rabbi Yehuda says in the Mishnah, Va'amed, it's not a cloud he's coming to explain the Tanakhama. It could be he's coming to argue on the Tanakhama. But the Machlokes Amoraim, what's pshat when Rabbi Yehuda says in the Mishnah, Bamedavorim Amurim. Right, the Gavra Gavra Karamas. So the more Masava Pligi, one holds there is a Machlokes, or Masava Pligi, one holds no, there's no Machlokes. Gufa, Om Rabbi Shur Ben Levi, Kol Mokom Shomer Rabbi Yehuda Eimosai. Whenever we have in a Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda starts off the statement saying like Eimosai, when is this said? Or else Uvamer, like in our Mishnah, Bamer Devorim Amurim, the Mishnah saying when a Mishnah you should know, anywhere Lofaris Dubrich Chomin. He's only coming to explain what the Chomin said, what the Tanakhama said. Rabbi Yechonon Amar Eimosai Lofaris. He also know. If he says the Loshon of Eimosai, then he's coming to explain. Uvamer Lachalit. But when he says Loshon Bamer Devorim Amurim, then Tak is coming to argue on Tanakhama. For the Gemara of Yemesai Lefarish, is it true? Whenever you say Loshon of Yemesai is coming to explain Tanakhama, Yemesai Lefarishu, V'yotanan we learned. V'yelu hein apsulim. These are people that are possible to say Edis. These are Psulei Edis. Hamasachet B'kuvya, people that play cards. Or Malva B'ribis, people that borrow and with interest. Malva B'ribis. Or Ma'africha Yoinim, people that play a bet. They put their money down to bet on the flying of the birds. Not the horse races, but the bird races. The Soichre Shrias, people that sell and do their parents aren't Shrias. Rashi, the Rachmon Omar, Lochla, Blood, the Schreira. The Torah says on the seventh year in Eretz Yisrael, the parents that grow by themselves, you're only allowed to eat them and not do business with them. The Zer Shechaimid Momin, Lavra Vera, La Momin, Roshahu. A person that can't hold himself back and takes those parents and sells it and makes money on it, is called a Rosha. But Torah Amru, Atoshas Rosh Aid. That a Rosha can't become an aid. So these are the people that are possible to be aids. And Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Amos Sai, when do we say the apostle, Bizman, Shein Le Umnes, Elohi? That this is the whole livelihood. A person, his whole livelihood is only gambling, that's the way he makes his money, he's not kosher to be Edis. Avul Yesh Le Umnes, Shelohi, the person has a normal business. He has a good business. And just on the side, he likes to play a little bit, he gambles a little bit, he enjoys it. Then I raise a kosher. That's not called someone that's running after money. It's not the way he makes his money. That's called time for pleasure. He's not called a rusher then. He's still kosher Le Edis. That's what the Yehuda said. Now, the Tony Allah of Bryce, learned on this in the Bryce, the Chachamim and Chachamim say, Bein Shein La Yumnis, whether the person doesn't have any other business, this is the only business he does, only gambling, Elohi, or Bein Sheish La Yumnis, whether he has a regular Parnosa, he's only betting now and gambling for a joke, for his fun, is Bein Shein La Yumnis, Shalahi, he has no other business, Harei's Apostle, that's his Apostle. So here you see, even though Rabbi Yehuda says Lashon of Eimosai, still the Chachamim argue on Rabbi Yehuda. So here is not like Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon says whenever Rabbi Yehuda says Lashon of Eimosai in the Mishnah, he's coming to explain the Tanakhama. And here we see Klaw, the Chachamim argue on Rabbi Yehuda. And the Gemara, he, the Rabbi Yehuda, Omer of Tafani. This din is not Rabbi Yehuda alone, it's Rabbi Yehuda, Omer of Tafani. The Tanya, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Mishum Rabbi Tafani. Rabbi Yehuda said over the name of Rabbi Tafani. It's not his own din. Li'oilam ein echad mihem nazir lefi shein nizirus el liaflor. A person is not a nazir unless he says out clearly a clear lotion. Shein nizirus el liaflor means he has to speak it out clearly exactly what he means. The Rashi says, ein echad mihem nazir, shenayim sheyosh, from two people were sitting. For all echad bo, and they saw somebody coming in front of them. V'yomer echad mihem hareini nazir, shezeh nazir.
The first one said, I'm going to be a Nazir if this person is a Nazir. The second one said, I'm going to be a Nazir if that person is not a Nazir. That's what they said. So, Rabbi Yehuda and Erev Tashman said, both of them is not a Nazir here. The Nazirs are not Chal. Why? Because it's not called a clear Nether. Like you said, you're going to be a Nazir only if that person is a Nazir. Now, do you know if he's a Nazir or not? No. So the Shas, you spoke out and said you want to be a Nazir, you do not know if he is, if it's Chal or not. That's not called a good Lashon for the Zeris. Says Rashi Laflo, she a nidroi mefurish ala vadai. When you speak out to say, Hareni Nazar, want to be a Nazar, you have to speak out, Vadi, a Vadi may be a Nazar. For loy b'teres sofik, I Nazar oi se'abol anegdoi. Not like here. If the person's a Nazar, then I want to be a Nazar. If you're not a Nazar, no, that's no good. Alma, what do we see? Kivu the mesafkule, I Nazar iloi, Nazar, who, loy mishab anashe, he doesn't really mean to become a Nazar. Min asofik, a person doesn't do it. Is ochinami, kivu the loyodi, koni le gomro makna. This is the story why gambling is awesome. Because you put money, you're betting on the horses. Now, when you put your money down, what are you putting it down for? Because you think you're going to win. You don't think you're going to lose. So you put the money on the almanac, you win. On the side, you lose when somebody takes your money. It's called like a ganif. Because you weren't really makna the money to somebody else. You never had that will to give it up. It's called like a smach to like anya. Therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, no matter what, even though you have other umnis, still you call the Russia. Shashi koni natseich. You put your money down only, you have that only to win, and you only put your money down to win. You don't put it down to lose. Therefore, on the side you lose, when the other person takes it, you're like, it's stealing. Because you were not mocked, you didn't give up your money. So therefore, according to Yudhi Shita, you have to have a vadai. Therefore, any type of gambling here is possibly yedis.
Yeah, we'll hold it up. Tei base. Yeah, new pair. Kates and Mishtatzvim. Just really just the Gemara we had yesterday, just last night, about gambling a little bit. Pesacha Bekuvya, that really they say that our gambling now is a little bit better. That a real issa, you can't say it's usser. Really, people that they don't really put the whole livelihood into gambling. You just do it for fun, or else you do it for terrorists like a business. Like if people play the stock market. That's like a business. Like, just like a business, you know, you buy certain things. And you want to sell them. So you're doing a terrorist business. Every business you may lose and you may gain. That's not exactly 100% gambling. And then the Parshim say more or less, like it's hard to say that it's also to do, even stop gambling like today. But it's not nice to do it. Yeah. But the get to be a possibly aedus, that's only if you have no other umnis. If that's the only thing you do, only you make all your money just gambling, then you're possibly aedus. Is that the Mishnah? Kate said Mishtatskin, Bitchumin. How are you allowed to make an Eruvei Tchumim? If you want to make a Tchum, a Neruv, to carry out of the city. Now, one person wants to do it for a few people. He wants to put out a Nos Pas and be Mezakrit to all the people. Is Maniach Es HaChovius, he can put out a Chovius of wine there, a lot of wine. It has enough for Shtei Sudis for a few people. For Yomer, and he says, Harei Zeh L'chol B'nei Iri. I'm making this Eruvei Tchum now, I'm putting it outside the city, 2,000 Amis, and I'm saying anybody in the city wants to rely on it could rely on it. L'chol mish yelech lebeis oval on lebeis hamishtem. His wife says they knew that there was an oval, somebody sitting shiva outside the city, outside the tchum, and some people want to go to see him. So he wanted to put an eruv. Anybody in the city wants to use it, because it's b'samecha my eruv. I have enough food there for everybody. And mele, it's as if everybody made their own eruv with tchumim, that on Shabbos they could walk the extra 2,000 amos. Or the base of Mishnah, if there was a chasna there, also a sudah show mitzvah. So Mishnah says, V'chol shekibol olivim b'yoyim. Now anybody in the city, if they were makabel upon themselves before Shabbos, that we want to be samech on your Erev, mi'b'yoyim is mutter. Then it's takachal, the Erev is chal. Misha techshach, what about they first find out about it at night? In other words, it's true, somebody put down enough wine to everybody in the city. So he was mezakra to everybody. But we had before, you can't make an rubit chum mishleim yidayit shalodim. You can't do it like without his das. So if he finds out about it before Shabbos, that somebody put an Erev there for me, then it's chal. Like if you're nicha with that Erev there, it's like a chal. What about you first find out about it at night? On Shabbos by night, it's too late, then osur. Then it's too late to be samech on that Eruvei Tchumim. Shein marv v'mishat techshach. Because the klal of Eruvei Tchumim is it can't be chal at night. Erev Tchum dafka has to be chal nebo yoyim. Before Shabbos, you have to put your Erev out in the city, outside. But here, when it was still Friday, you didn't know anything about it. So even though the other person was mezakirat to whoever wants to use it, but Eruvei Tchumim is only good if you also are maskim, you have das to use it. Here you first find out about it on Shabbos, it's no good. We'll see about the Gemara a little bit more. So the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Yosef, Ein Ma'arvin El L'Dvar Mitzvah. You should know you're only allowed to make an Eruvei Tchumim if you want to go L'Dvar Mitzvah. Now that the Rabbanim gave you a heter to walk outside the city to more than 2,000 Amis, it's only if you want to go L'Dvar Mitzvah. Rashi says, "Lo yetiru chachamim lotzei chus tetchum ayidei erev elu dvar mitzvah." Only if you're going for dvar mitzvah. So the more might come ashbo. What's the chiddush of Rabbi Yosef Tanina? The churat zarayif and our mishnah like that. Our mishnah says, "Lachol mi sheyelach lebeis ovel or the beis mishnah." That the person put down their rubit chumim and said, "Whoever wants to go to the beis ovel, that's the mitzvah to go see the beis ovel." Or else the beis mishnah posha means a chasna. It's a mitzvah to go to a chasna. So the mishnah's churat says that what purpose to go out of the city or allowed to make an eruv only if it's ledvar mitzvah. So the more no, for now mishnah maybe there wouldn't be 100% raya. Mal de tema orcha de milsa katoni. Maybe for now mishnah I tell you that's the normal case. Normally, what do you want to go outside the city for? You have a good reason, like to go to chasna, go to beis ovum. Although maybe it's lav davka ledvar mitzvah. Maybe if any purpose you want to go out, there should be mutam. Kamash malon Rabbi Yosef knows that Rabbi Yosef holds you only allowed to make ruvit chumon ledvar mitzvah. And that's what we hold like that by stays. It's only mutl dvar mitzvah. If you want to go to shul, like mostly outside in the mountains, and you have to walk to shul is more than 2,000 amis, you're allowed to make it a ruvit chum, and that's all called the dvar mitzvah. Yeah. But the chol shekibul olam miboy joim, our mishnah says, whoever hears about it, that somebody made an eruv, and you hear about it before Shabbos, then the eruv could be chal for you. If the chuzat imara shamat minof and al mishnah, we have a raya, ain't brera. You can't be samech on the klal of Breira. Breira is pshat that now you don't know about it. But later on Shabbos, when you find out about it, we say a svar huva double mafreya, as if to say you were nichu with it before Shabbos also. So why do you have to find out about dafka on Friday? Why isn't it good if you first find out or you first agree about it on Shabbos? And we should say huvra, that once you agree, it's mistama, you also wanted it before Shabbos also. So why shouldn't that be good? Have the Gemara or the Gemara, Diyesh Breira, because if you do hold the cloud from Breira, Tigla Milsalam Afreyam, the Vemboy Joim, who Nikolai. If the person says on Shabbos, like then he makes up his mind, yes, I want to go to walk tomorrow, more than 2,000 Amis, so now Friday, on Shabbos by night, he's masking, I want the air to be chal for me. So why isn't it good? Let's say a Sora from Breira, that once you say yes now, it's like Mistoma, you also Nikha, that era Shabbos, Ben Ashmoshes. So chur the erev should be chal. Have the Gemara a note? Maybe there's no raya for our mishnah. Omer Rav Ashi hoydiyuhu v'loy hoydiyuhu ketoni. Our mishnah's pshat is the person did not know about it at all. You first have to know. The person has to realize that somebody made an error for me. That's what has to take place on Friday. Friday, whoever realizes it, that Reuven made an erev tchum of anybody in the city. If he heard about it on Friday, now even though he wasn't gomer b'dayta, he didn't say 100% yes. I want to use that Erev. He was masupik about it Friday night. Then it would be kosher. Even the first Shabbos night or Shabbos morning, then he decides, yes, I want to use that Erev to be able to walk another 2,000 Amis. We would say the story from Breira. That when you make up your mind on Shabbos, we say, Friday night, Beben Hashmashos, you knew about the Erev. And at that time, you had a suffix if you should do it or not do it. So anytime you have a suffix at the beginning of Shabbos, we say, later in Shabbos, when you make up your mind, Vadai, it's as if that was your das at the beginning of Shabbos also. But that's only if you knew about that somebody made an error for you on Friday. But let's say, Lahu to you, you Bechlal on Friday before Shabbos did not know that somebody made an error for you. Then it doesn't pass, there's no din of brera then. Because even you first find out about it on Shabbos, so what? So you find out on Shabbos about it, and you nicher on Shabbos. So what? We can't say, though, that since you're saying yes on Shabbos, it's as if you said yes before Shabbos. Because before Shabbos, you didn't know about it at all. So, Mel, it's not a Shalom Breram. It's a vote from Hodiyu, Allah Hodiyu. If you found out that somebody made an error for you on Friday, then even though you weren't masking, you didn't say like 100% yes, still you can make up your mind on Shabbos. Because we do say this for from Breira. And usually we paskin on a Shalom, the Rabbonins, we paskin Yesh Breira. See, the Allah had to go chutz tchum is only nisa the rabbonin. Therefore, we pass in yesh breira. So the Mishnah is saying, as long as you knew about it before Shabbos, then you can make up your mind on Shabbos. But v'loyeh to you, if your bechlal did not know about that somebody made an error for you before Shabbos, then it doesn't help on Shabbos to make up your mind. So the Gemara, Omer Rav Asi, Koton ben Sheish, we have a son that's 6 years old, yoytze b'erev imay. You should know he's allowed to go out with the erev that his mother made. If his mother made in the Rubei Tchumim, that she's allowed to walk now out of the city another 2,000 Amis, the son can also walk also. So Rashi learns that Yotze Be'erev Imoy, Erev Imoy Liatzma, the mother made in the Rubei Tchumim for herself only. For Lo Zichza Lo Be'erev,
and she didn't have a ferish of das, like that part of the bread should belong to his son also, still the chiddush is molichosa ima, that she's still allowed to walk with her son chus letchum. The kagufa dummy, a son that's only up till six years old is called like a part of the mother. The mistoma daitilay, mistoma, the mother had das for the son also. The loisagile belav imoy, because the kid that's less than 6 years old can't manage without his mother. So the mother knows that if she's going to go out and walk more than a pay mama, mistoma, she wants her son to go with her, because she has to take care of the son. So that's the chiddush. A cotton that's still ben shesh, only 6 years old, he's allowed to go out with the mother's erif. But the mother makes the other cash on this. Cotton shetzarach limoy. If a cotton that still needs his mother, then the klal is yoytze berav imoy. Then if the mother made an eruvet chumim to walk more than a pay mama, the son could also walk with the mother. The shein tzarach limoy. What about a son that's old enough that does not need his mother? Then ein yoytze berav imoy. Even though the mother made the eruv, if she did not speak out specifically, my son also, the eruv doesn't help for the son, and only she could walk out of the chum and not a son. Now, Tana Nami Gabi Sukkah, we have the exact same halacha, and we'll get into a sukkah. Ki Hai Gavna, the same type of a case. Koton, Shein, Tzarech, Limoy, Chai, Vesukkah. If you have a koton, a son, so a boy, or a man is Mechuyiv in sukkah, so if the koton is old enough that he doesn't need his mother, Al Silchus Chinuch, he's also supposed to eat in the sukkah. Mashenkin, if he's Tzarech, Limoy, then he does not eat in the sukkah, just like his mother doesn't eat in the sukkah, and he's just put him in a sukkah, so the son that needs her mother has a right to no din chinuch then. The son's allowed to eat home without, there's no mitzvah chinuch. Now we ask the question, how old is the son to say that he doesn't need his mother? He can go to the basic. He said he doesn't need his mother to wipe him. That's already called the katin shein tzarach limoy. At that age already, even though the mother eats in the house, there would be a mitzvah chinuch to let him eat in the sukkah. We have Shimon ben Lakish Omar kol shenir. Anytime a son wakes up, the ainu kari imoy. It doesn't right away call his mother. The ainu kari imoy. So the more ima sakadaitich stam to call your mother. Kidelim nami kara. What's so difficult about that? Even older kids also, when they wake up, they need something. They ask the mother. Kids 9 years old, 10 years old, he also calls his mother. So that's not a riot to say you don't need your mother. The fact you wake up and you need something, you call your mother. An older person also calls his mother. Ela ema, say like this. Kol shenia mishnosa, so a kid that wakes up in the middle of the night, viena kari ima ima. Means he doesn't stop calling his mother mother. Now, as a young kid, he keeps on crying, ma, 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 keeps on. An older kid already call once and wait till his mother comes. But the kid keeps on calling out, that's called the cotton that needs his mother. So Rashi learns Pshat, Ela kol shenia mishnos, he wakes up at night, viena kari ima ima. He doesn't call mother mother. One chat is he doesn't cry until the mother comes. His little kid calls him on the mother, doesn't come, he keeps on crying, keeps on saying, ma, 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 ma. That's called still a baby that needs his mother. But once the kid has enough das for it to call out one time, ma, and he waits till his mother comes, that's called the cotton that doesn't need his mother. Or the other gear is the loyaniach. Alright. He doesn't wait. He doesn't, alright, same thing. You have that's called ain't sort of limai. That's called he doesn't need his mother. Now, the kama, how old is this? How old is a son called that he doesn't need his mother? Then a meila will be mechuyev af mitzvah chinuch in the sukkah. Or who adin, if the mother makes an eruv, he cannot go out with his mother's eruv anymore. Kvar arba, kvar chamish. Between 4 and 5 years old. So chur tzakasha, the first man the yama. You're saying till 6 years old, an eruv says claude at the age of 4 and 5 is not called tzarach limoy anymore. So tzakasha on Rabasi. Rabasi said, kotin ben sheish. Yoytzeh Be'avima, even though he's 6 years old, he's still called Tzarech Limoy. And here it says, no, 4 or 5, Rashi says, Korolei ain't Tzarech Limoy. Kol chad l'fum churfei. It depends how sharp, now how much a kid matures. Some kids do it at 4, some do it at 5 first. Alma kol ponim chihebe bar chomish, boy l'schuyei. When he comes 5 years old, then you have to make his own Erech Tchumah for him, you have to mezakah for him. Utzfei mi bar dalad le korolei Tzarech Limoy, the leipuk. And once he's more than 4 years old, if he's a smart kid, he's not called Tzarech Limoy, that he can't go out with his mother's Erev. So the Kasha and Rabasi said a clear shear until 6. Have the Gemara, Omer Rav Yosef, Brei the Ravidi, Ki Ko Omer